Radio.
Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. If you can dream it, we can make it. And we can get it done by Christmas. Now, we've made our $99 Christmas specials, and they're there for you. But if you want something totally custom for yourself, one of a kind, come in to us at Marguerite's. Even up to the last minute, we're going to be able to probably make that for you. At Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. And we make it at the best quality at the best price. Marguerite's, we're in the Peptree Shops. We really appreciate your business, and we're really good at what we do. Come see us for Christmas. We appreciate that. Come visit Marguerite's. Thank you very much.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has everything you need for a holiday feast. They've changed their name, but U.S. Foods Market Store has the same friendly faces and service they've been known for since 1871. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and conveniently located for quick shopping. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. You'll find everything you need for your holiday meal. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner. We help you make it.
Wind Creek Wetumpka is feeling sassy at 6, and you're invited to the party. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then the fun begins at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 13th. During our 24 hours of winning giveaway, you can win a share of $60,000 in free play. Then on Saturday, December 14th, one lucky player will drive home in a 2020 BMW 740i. So come get sassy at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
Hey guys, hunting season is upon us, and here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule's pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at WholesaleHunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at WholesaleHunter.com, WholesaleHunter.com, that's WholesaleHunter.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had a nice string of days here, and we have weather changes on the way, but I think we're dry tonight. Partly cloudy skies, not as cool. Overnight low temperature down to about 44. Now, tomorrow, showers are likely from time to time. High temperature in the lower 60s. I think we'll be in the low 60s Saturday and Sunday. There could be an isolated shower, perhaps somewhere in the area on Saturday, then a few spotty showers on Sunday, but the better rain chance is holding off till Monday night into Tuesday as the next important front approaches. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All right, those of you who have been with us for a while, you've heard this clip before. I'm not talking about the Trump clip. I'm going to play the George Carlin owners clip. Then I'm going to play the Trump clip. And you tell me if our president didn't learn something from this clip from George Carlin.
There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the... They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting by a system that threw them overboard 30 years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich who don't give a about them. They don't give a about you. They don't give about you. They don't care about you at all, at all, at all. Yeah. You know? And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on. The fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue that's being jammed up their every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream. Because you have to be asleep to believe it.
It was one of those rich that kind of figured all this out and decided to do something about it because there certainly was no benefit to him. So listen to this Trump clip in the context of what George Carlin just said, and it all makes sense. And Terry Adams was the one who told us about it years before anybody else.
Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. The Washington establishment and the financial and media corporations that fund it exist for only one reason: to protect and enrich itself. The establishment has trillions of dollars at stake in this election. For those who control the levers of power in Washington and for the global special interest, they partner with these people that don't have your good in mind. Our campaign represents a true existential threat like they haven't seen before. This is not simply another four-year election. This is a crossroads in the history of our civilization that will determine whether or not we, the people, reclaim control over our government. The political establishment that is trying to stop us is the same group responsible for our disastrous trade deals, massive illegal immigration, and economic and foreign policies that have bled our country dry. The political establishment has brought about the destruction of our factories and our jobs as they flee to Mexico, China, and other countries all around the world. It's a global power structure that is responsible for the economic decisions that have robbed our working class, stripped our country of its wealth, and put that money into the pockets of a handful of large corporations and political entities. This is a struggle for the survival of our nation. And this will be our last chance to save it. This election will determine whether we're a free nation or whether we have only the illusion of democracy, but are in fact controlled by a small handful of global special interests rigging the system, and our system is rigged. This is reality. You know it, they know it, I know it, and pretty much the whole world knows it. The Clinton machine is at the center of this power structure. We've seen this firsthand in the WikiLeaks documents in which Hillary Clinton meets in secret with international banks to plot the destruction of U.S. sovereignty in order to enrich these global financial powers, her special interest friends, and her donors. Honestly, she should be locked up. The most powerful weapon deployed by the Clintons is the corporate media, the press. Let's be clear on one thing. The corporate media in our country is no longer involved in journalism. They're a political special interest, no different than any lobbyist or other financial entity with a total political agenda. And the agenda is not for you, it's for themselves. Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe. They will lie, 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 and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever's necessary. The Clintons are criminals, remember that. This is well documented. And the establishment that protects them has engaged in a massive cover-up of widespread criminal activity at the State Department and the Clinton Foundation in order to keep the Clintons in power. They knew they would throw every lie they could at me and my family and my loved ones. They knew they would stop at nothing to try to stop me. Nevertheless, I take all of these slings and arrows gladly for you. I take them for our movement so that we can have our country back. I knew this day would arrive. It's only a question of when. And I knew the American people would rise above it and vote for the future they deserve. The only thing that can stop this corrupt machine is you. The only force strong enough to save our country is us. The only people brave enough to vote out this corrupt establishment is you, the American people. Our great civilization has come upon a moment of reckoning. I didn't need to do this, folks, believe me. I built a great company and I had a wonderful life. I could have enjoyed the fruits and benefits of years of successful business deals and businesses for myself and my family instead of going through this absolute horror show of lies, deceptions, malicious attacks. Who would have thought? I'm doing it because this country has given me so much and I feel so strongly that it's my turn to give back to the country that I love. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
Calling all stations, clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
How about that, huh? It is a... there she is, gluing her teeth in, Nancy Pelosi. What a bunch of a-holes. Anyway, it's happy hour. We're glad you're listening. Greg, yes. Rosie, and Terry.
And here they are.
Jebra,
please clap.
Well, you can kind of tell how things are going by the level of insanity we're witnessing. Joe Biden snapping at people that dare to ask.
Joe Biden.
What a joke. Him and... we have something new, speaking of Joe Biden. I was going to open with it, but the parallel, because you're here, and because the parallel between the Carlin clip, which, how long have we been playing that? Many years, right?
God, 6-7 years.
At least.
Yeah.
Everything in it was stuff that you brought to the table and supported with evidence, and we're watching it play out now.
Yeah, it's interesting.
The only thing is that George Carlin, 25 years ago, could not foresee a Donald Trump coming along and saying enough of this crap.
Yes.
And that's where we're at. Yeah, that is exactly where we're at.
The president nailed it.
This today.
This Christmas, bring your wish list to the Joe Biden Mall Santa.
I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
He may be creepy, but he's the best we got.
I got hairy legs that turn, that turn blonde in the sun.
Because there's only one way to guarantee a present from Joe.
And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again.
So visit the Joe Biden Mall Santa to sit on his lap.
So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap.
Should I play this clip from Iowa? Joe got a little testy today.
Yeah, Terry apparently did not hear the original clip.
Oh, yeah, that's not edited. I mean, it's everything in there is stuff he actually said. It was just...
all at one time.
With copy around it.
That's crazy.
That's how that works. Oh, he is. He looks crazy, too.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, but crazy people often have a look. In fact, I observed today that liberals, because they're not, that's not the word to describe them. They're not liberal. They don't want freedom for you. They don't want choices for you. They want to control you.
Uh-huh.
That is not a liberal concept, in my opinion, definition of the word. Liberal equals freedom. They don't want that. And they made that so effing obvious for the last, especially since Trump got elected, because he spoiled the party that George Carlin described.
Absolutely.
All of a sudden, all these embedded people who really have been running things, all of a sudden, somebody who could expose them and what they're doing and how they're lining their pockets, laundering money through all these overseas companies and bank accounts, and you know, it's all coming back to their pockets. It's a very cozy situation.
Yeah, they're looting our government.
They are.
They've that been is, looting our government. It's got to stop.
It's got to stop. And this is why the beauty of all this is Trump saying, yeah, impeach me. I want a trial. You have more rights as a murderer, more safeguards to your freedoms if you commit murder than the president does being in the White House. Because he's not the man the owners wanted in there. They wanted somebody who would be just another useful idiot.
Thank you.
To care of the planet. What did she say today? Oh, this is the humdinger. You're not going to believe what Hildebitch said today. It requires a drum roll. About Donald Trump and impeachment, she said, nobody should be above the law.
Oh, my God. She said it with a straight face.
Yeah. Nobody should be above the law. You mean like those 800 illegal things you did just with your...
server?
Yeah, just with that. Never mind the hundreds of millions of dollars that was funneled into the Canadian-based Clinton Foundation. Isn't that interesting?
Yep. Judicial Watch is still getting memos. Still getting memos about all that.
No, they're collecting all this, and we're all waiting for justice. This is the impatience on our side. But let the president set the template. Now, this is that Biden thing. I hope we don't have to listen to all of this.
Fox News alert on a heated exchange between Joe Biden and an Iowa voter just moments ago. The man accusing the former VP of getting his son Hunter a job in Ukraine.
I hate to say this, but this woman looks like a tranny to me. She sounds like a guy in transition. That's just my...
which did not sit very well with the elder Biden. Watch this.
That's your son over there. He had a job and worked for a gas company that he had no experience with gas or nothing. You're selling access to the president just like he was. So you
you're a damn liar, man. That's not true. And no one has ever said that. No one has ever said that.
I see it on the TV.
Nobody's ever said that. That's what he said, right?
I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko. They would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here, and I think it was, what, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid at the time.
Solid meaning I'll look the other way.
Exactly. Do what we tell them to do.
Solidly with their head up their ass so that nothing can be... I don't want to hear anymore. So, you're a damn liar. That's his response. Yet, there he is on tape admitting the very thing they're trying to impeach President Trump for that Trump did not do. The president of Ukraine said there was no quid pro quo. This is scary how devoted the Democrats are to undo a duly elected president. And 80% of the country should be like, you know, what's going on here? This cannot happen. President can't confront his accuser. He's a whistleblower. He's getting death threats. Well, if he's getting death threats, somebody must know who he is.
Yeah, exactly. How can an anonymous person get death threats?
They think we are stupid.
Yeah. That's exactly right, Greg. They do.
Time for our first break of the afternoon, and I'm going to give it to you, much beloved and glorious, the Prime Minister of Playtime here. To talk about Adams Motorsports and Christmas and all the good stuff you got going on this summer.
Oh, man. I tell you, it looks like we may run out of youth ATV. So if you're looking at getting your children a small ATV to get them going in the world of off-road, hurry. Of course, we sell Polaris has them, Kymco has them, Suzuki makes them, Kawasaki makes them. We have a pretty wide selection. We have everything on sale. Lynn went and bought a bunch of big red bows. We put a big red bow on every machine that's sold for Christmas, and we keep them in the warehouse for you. We're going to be open half a day on the Monday before Christmas Eve for you to come get your purchase. We're going to do that specifically for the layaway people. We got everything on sale. We got big rebates, special low interest rates. Right now with Polaris, we're doing something we like to call firepower and horsepower. If you buy any new Razor or any new Ranger, you will get a Sig Sauer pistol free. We'll give you the paperwork. It's paid for. You just go down, you know, do the stuff the government requires you to do, sign your name, and after the little holding period, the pistol's yours. Absolutely free. We're talking a $400 Sig, and it doesn't get much better than a Sig. Good stuff. We're doing that. Of course, Kawasaki's got low interest rate, special rate. There's something special on everything we sell right now. Manufacturers have really stepped up, Greg. It's going to be a great Christmas.
By the way, you can get your credit app started, and they'll store it for you till the 23rd, right?
Correct.
At Adams Motorsports, adamsmotorsports.com for the credit app, and you'll find Terry and his team at 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Hackle, adamsmotorsports.com.
Hackle.
And they also have their pre-owns on the website.
Yes, sir, we do.
And a great service department, too, that we never really talk about enough.
No, we don't. You know, we're one of the top in the country, and I'm very proud of, especially Jimmy Dukes. Jimmy's been doing this since the early 70s. You know, he's, in my opinion, the best technician in the country.
Let's hear for Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy.
The unsung hero of Adams Motorsports, 324.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't miss out on a chance to win great prizes. It's the 12 Days of Dixie Holiday Giveaway. Learn more at facebook.com/Dixie Electric Plumbing Air.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
From updating appliances to cleaning your home before holiday guests arrive to finding the perfect gift for those on your list, start with Lowe's and save. Now you can get up to 35% off select appliance special values, including a Samsung Family Hub French Door Refrigerator, now $1,999, a $1,300 savings. And check off your gift list with a Dremel Versa Cordless Power Cleaner Kit and get a 3-pack of scour pads for free. Whatever's on your list this holiday season, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 12/11, U.S. only.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't be alarmed, but I think there's a guy following you. Maybe we should get that guard dog we talked about? Nothing too scary. Maybe like a Bichon with an attitude? You know, Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats at no extra cost, so... Wait, the guy stood up when I stood up. He's on the phone. He's looking right at me. Oh, wait, it's just my reflection. Don't tell anyone about this.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
20 shopping days to Christmas. Now that is not so bad. Should be plenty of time to find a power drill for Dad.
It is 3:27 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I want to do a conundrum.
Okay. Cool, I like those.
Yeah.
I've got to make up for the worst roll call ever. Was it, who was it that the other night at the pizza place that asked about...
Cinderella.
She didn't understand the roll call.
Right.
And that's not a necessarily bad thing, but I should explain what it is every once in a while so people know. It, you know, when this show was launched almost 15 years ago, it was a show about nothing. It's had to become a show about something, at least part of the time, because our country's in danger. We have bad people who are one by one being exposed. They unfortunately will not get voted out by the idiots that sent them there. I mean, Joseph Stalin could primary Jerry Nadler, and Nadler would still win because he's further to the left. I don't get it. I don't know what's in it for people to vote for. He and AOC both have pictures. I put it up yesterday. Let me show you, Terry. They always look like they've got something in their mouth. So I captioned that, I'll take fishing for turds for 200, Alex. Because he looks like he's ready to put a hook in there.
He
I mean,
does.
It's goofy.
Looks like a smallmouth bass.
I was going to say earlier, the liberal, Democrat, whatever the hell they are a race of people. They all have the same look, like there's a vacancy to some extent. They're really homely because I think that's part of what makes them angry. They look in the mirror and it's not good. Not that I'm anything special. They're just, you know, and the thing that binds them all is anger, misery.
There you go, miserable.
They are constitutionally incapable of finding happiness. So the easy way to cope with that is to make everybody around you miserable. And when they get elected to office, then they can do even more damage. Because that's the ultimate end of socialism. Again, Venezuela, they don't want to, the media doesn't want you to see what's going on there or any other place that's suffering from open borders and all the other crap, all the other stuff they want to inflict on us.
Shaving cream.
Yeah, shaving cream. Haven't played that in a long time.
No.
Kurt Schleister wrote a great piece about this whole impeachment thing today. I'd like to read a little of this, if you guys don't mind. The gibbering, babbling left wanted an impeachment. I love that. The gibbering, babbling left.
Yes, sir.
This is them. Wanted an impeachment. Now they're getting it good and hard. To the surprise of no one who isn't a Blue City Paul, a media hack, or an insufferable Fredo con sissy, the American people are not particularly impressed by the genius idea of replacing our president a year before an election because he allegedly expressed curiosity about why the coke-sniffing, stripper-impregnating, dead brother's wife-trifling, Navy-rejected loser's son, all true, of Vice President Gropio definitely... not senile. That's his new name. Gropio, definitely not senile. Scored a $50,000 a month. Think about how hard you work to make that amount of money in a year. And if you make more, more power to you.
Yep.
A month gig on a Ukrainian gas board, and it's just dawning on some of them that maybe this impeachment brainstorm was not the bestest idea there ever was. They think the optics of the Schiff hearings were great. They weren't. Yeah, let's get a bunch of deep state suits to come in, explain how the guy we elected to shake up the foreign policy elite's decades of utter failure is bad because he's shaking up the foreign policy elite's decades of utter failure. And then you have, that's Lieutenant Colonel Bratwurst. I love that. That's Vindman he's talking about there. If you've been in uniform, you know there's one of those guys in every unit. And those of you who are military, if this isn't spot on, call and correct me. Talking about Vindman, if you've been in uniform, you know there's one of those guys in every unit. And the wise commander has him off inventorying combat boots at the CIF, where he can't provoke the troops to hang him by his skibbies from the flagpole out in front of division headquarters.
Yeah.
You look at this parade of smug, over-credentialed bureaucrats with delusions of competence and a track record of screw-ups, and to cite the popular meme, you realize that Trump was elected to fire people like them.
Wow. Amen.
And that's just two paragraphs.
This is good.
It is an excellent piece. We may come back to it, but I'll get it on Facebook for you.
Yeah, please.
Baumhauer says, this week, I'm not making this up. Today, as I was getting ready to come back in this afternoon, I said, oh, I better put on something different because we got Baumhauer's tonight. That was last night.
Yeah.
This coming Wednesday is our Baumhauer's Christmas party, and we'll tell you more about that when we know it.
Yay, Christmas.
Yeah, we need Christmas. I have Mr. Microphone.
Cool.
We had so much fun
this morning.
We had such a blast with that thing. And thank you, James Gillespie.
Yes.
For the gift that keeps on giving. Jay was the one that was...
Yeah.
He was doing
Mr.
everything.
Mr. Technical.
Yeah. You know, going back to the original Mr. Microphone spot.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Because after all, how could you not be cool when you have a radio in your hand and a microphone in the other, and you're talking through the radio. Oh, man. That is a chick magnet career building thing, if there ever was one.
But now you can talk through your smartphone.
That's right. It tries to pair up. Mr. Microphone is kind of like a slut. It wants to pair up with everything. No, it does. It's ready to pair up. Where have I heard that before?
Harry.
Well, it is. It wants to pair up with everything that's got a signal attached to it. See what I mean? That was not intended. That was not intended to be...
salacious?
B-S-B-S-B-S. Busted again. Anyway, last night at Baumhauer's, our buddy Morris Capuano was there. He is eager to help you transition from renting into home ownership. You should really make this your goal for next year, because if you get pre-approved now, and this is the man to do it with, especially if you're a first-time buyer, you've got a whole year's worth of first mortgage interest deductions to look forward to, and Morris can explain the difference that will make on your taxes. When you're renting, and I don't advise this, don't tell the IRS that 20% of your apartment is being used for business purposes. They will audit you. They will make you prove that right down to the square inch. Buy a house. You can own more for less per month than you're paying in rent. Morris is with Renaissance Bank. They got programs for people with low down payments, credit issues. They can help. He can clear the debris that's preventing you from home ownership and get you on the path. It's a great guy to work with. So call him, 409-9300, 409-9300 for Morris Capuano at Renaissance Bank, an equal housing lender, NMLS number 402-669. I think I heard a wreck outside.
I think I did too.
Let's go check traffic. Rosie, can you hold the fort while we...
I will.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings, for portable restrooms that are elegantly appointed with multiple vanities, hot and cold running water, private stalls with flushing toilets, stereos, and air conditioning. You can trust Formal Outings.
This is my Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident on Carter Hill Road. If you're turning off Vaughn onto Carter Hill, it'll be just past Panera Bread. It's causing a big backup on Carter Hill. There's an injury involved in that accident, so watch out for emergency vehicles there. We are also showing a slowdown this afternoon on the Eastern Boulevard right around Woodmere up to Carmichael. We're not sure what's going on there, if it's a little minor fender bender, but we're seeing a lot of red on the maps. Watch out there for a problem. And Taylor Road is the Heartburn Highway. I was talking to the boss a minute ago. He experienced it. 20 minutes just to go a short little bit out on Taylor Road this afternoon. It is very busy around East Chase. It just be that way at Christmas time. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look, if you're in an accident, you got a lot of questions and you need answers, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jake.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
There's a Christmas rock show coming to Garrett Coliseum this weekend. No, not a concert. It's the Montgomery Gem and Mineral Society's 49th annual Gem, Mineral, and Jewelry Show. You'll find all kinds of treasures. Friday from 9 till 6, Saturday from 10 till 6, and Sunday 11 to 5. Admission is only $2 each day, or get a weekend pass for only $3. Free parking and door prizes. Check out the displays and demonstrations from club members. For more information, visit MontgomeryGemAndMineralSociety.com.
Looking for the perfect gift? Then look no further than your local Ace for lots of perfect gift ideas. Whether it's Steel, Milwaukee, Traeger, Weber, or Yeti, you'll find all these great brands and more in one great place, your neighborhood Ace. And to help make sure your gifts are under your tree on time, you can buy online and pick up in store or get it delivered from your local Ace. This Saturday, don't miss a chance to meet Santa at our neighborhood Christmas party from 11 to 2. Get great deals and more when you wrap it in red at Ace at participating stores.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Get to Kohl's Friends and Family Sale and take an extra 25% off. Take an extra 25% off family jammies and family outerwear, already 40 to 50% off. And take an extra 15% off Melissa and Doug toys. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Plus, shop our daily deal reveal every day. You'll find new gifts at every turn this holiday at Kohl's. Select styles, 25% offer valid December 5th and 9th with promo code MyFamily25. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technology. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customer. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Ibrahim Yazid, the man accused of kidnapping and killing Anaya Blanchard, appeared in Montgomery County courtroom today for a separate case. This morning, a judge revoked his bond in a prior kidnapping and attempted murder case. Yazid was arrested in March on charges including kidnapping, robbery, attempted murder, and possession of marijuana, but was released on bond. Prosecutors filed the motion to revoke his bond because of Yazid's criminal case in Lee County. Four people shot, two of them are dead after a late-night shooting in Montgomery. It happened just before 10 o'clock Wednesday night in the 500 block of Eastdale Road South. Police say the shooting may have been drug-related. The two people killed have been identified as 20-year-old Antoine Daniel Jr. and 20-year-old Dylan White. Montgomery police have made an arrest in a fatal hit-and-run that happened back in February. Authorities charged 22-year-old Raven Sheely with leaving the scene of the accident that killed 79-year-old Miriam Thomas. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network. Work on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Caravita Village. Tour the resort-style senior living community with options like companion suites or luxury 1, 2, and 3-bedroom private suites. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've had a nice string of days here, and we have weather changes on the way, but I think we're dry tonight. Partly cloudy skies, not as cool. Overnight low temperature down to about 44. Now, tomorrow, showers are likely from time to time. High temperature in the lower 60s. I think we'll be in the low 60s Saturday and Sunday. There could be an isolated shower, perhaps somewhere in the area on Saturday, then a few spotty showers on Sunday, but the better rain chance is holding off till Monday night into Tuesday as the next important front approaches. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Need to do some holiday shopping, but you're low on cash? No problem. ASE Credit Union has you covered with holiday loans and rates as low as 7.99% with approved credit. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
That elf on the shelf, that sneaky pinky elf, hiding behind the garbage can. Love that elf on the shelf, that sneaky pinky elf, my kids are scared of being bad.
That's Miley's dad, Achy Breaky Elf, or as we call him here, Pete Buttigieg. I'm telling you, the guy, there's just something about, he's got the elf, he's got kind of a ski nose like Bob Hope.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Hope never reminded me of Elf on the Shelf, but...
Thank goodness.
He's got 4%, 5%. By the way, the Democrats, the party of diversity, not only will have an all-white debate, I think this coming Wednesday. Now, Cory Booker says that the reason he's not in it, because he didn't qualify based on polling, contributions, any of the criteria. So now it's racism. So it's right back to 1965. Another person of color blaming his problems today on something that really has been irrelevant since, at the very minimum, 2008. See, we tried to purge, we thought we had purged any notions of racism when a great majority of white people and others elected, hope and change.
Hope and change.
And then we reelected that loser just to put an exclamation point on the first election. So now we're racist again? I told you, though, I said this many times, that Obama was so bad that our next president of color would be a conservative Republican. And that number of people is growing, by the way, because while Democrats ran around every 2 years and pandered and promised and, you know, keep everybody on that nice little plantation, there's some prosperity going on. People would like to have more of it. It's still true today. It's the pocketbook that will determine the vote. People are better off. Trump can ask the same question mm-hmm. Ronald Reagan did. Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? Yes. You want more? Here I am. And they think, because they're so used to having, see, I think the one thing Pelosi and them have failed to realize, and in fact, I have a Pelosi clip here courtesy of our friend Rusty Aldridge, because somebody asked her today if she hates Trump. Let me try and get this thing up. Come on, play.
I don't hate anybody, not anybody in the world.
Relax, Jim.
Excuse me.
I did not excuse you. I asked the question. Representative Collins yesterday suggested that the Democrats are doing this simply because they don't like the guy.
That has nothing to do with it. Let me just say this.
I think
the president is a coward when it comes to helping our kids who are afraid of gun violence. I think he is cool when he doesn't deal with the helping our dreamers, of which we're very proud. I think he's in denial about the Constitution, about the climate crisis. However, that's about the election. This is about the election. Take it up in the election. This is about the Constitution of the United States and the facts that lead to the president's violation of his oath of office. And as a Catholic, I resent your using the word hate in a sentence that addresses me. I don't hate anyone. I was raised in a way that is full, a heart full of love, and always prayed for the president. And I still pray for the president. I pray for the president all the time. So don't...
That's it. We need to impeach with love in our hearts.
Yeah.
You need to impeach with our foot in your ass, Nancy. You will not be the Speaker of the House in 2021. And that can't get here fast enough. Although I'm in no hurry to be older or get closer to my own grave, that ain't happening. That is not happening. Who doesn't want a 14-inch three-topping pizza? Maybe like the chili dog, cheese chili dog pizza we had at the pizza place.
Yes, it was good.
Did you get to try that when you were
there?
Yes. Much?
Oh, it was all delicious. Yeah. My God, I could have stayed there all night and eaten.
Did you do the BLT with a slice of lettuce on it?
I didn't get the lettuce, but something about lettuce with me. But yeah, I did. Eat it.
He's delicious. A lettuce phobe.
I am a lettuce
I've known him for how many years?
And since you didn't literally know that.
Since before my first year here. And today I find out that Terry Adams is a lettuce phobe.
Well, they're just finding too much plastic in it these days. Call it a weakness.
Romanophobia.
There you go.
Romanophobia.
Icebergophobia.
Okay, I got it all, baby. I'm the full thing. I got it all.
Oh, we all have it. Everything is a phobia.
It is.
That's like Trump said. He finally said it. We're racist, we're misogynist, we're all, they got a name for everything.
Okay.
Yep.
You know what? She says she doesn't hate President Trump, which we know is
a total liar.
Total liar. But I will not hesitate to say I hate her. I hate her with a passion. She's a doddering old fart that needs to be out. She's made herself wealthy by multiples of 10 times in her service in Congress, her cervix in Congress. Get out of here with the public service. I hate that term. Anytime a politician says, public service. No. You're getting a salary. It's a job. Do it.
That's right.
Don't come to us and say, I'm a public servant. The garbage man's a public servant. At least in a more altruistic way than any of you stuffing your pocket people in D.C. are. Am I not right? What happened?
That was Gene. We have a request. I'll let you know what it is.
Can I guess?
Yes.
That'd have been a conundrum.
Yeah, what does Gene want to hear? 272-9238.
No.
Actually, that would be kind of fun because it's something we play rather regularly and have for a long time. Let's do that.
Yeah,
let's see how sharp this... I was just reminded by somebody named 84 that said, as a Catholic, she should hate the fact of her stance on abortion. Yeah, that's true.
She's got
love for everybody but unborn babies.
Yeah, really.
The most helpless people.
Exactly. They can't fight back.
And yeah. Not a lot of love for them. All right, so what do you think Gene wanted to hear? What bit? It's... We're not going obtuse here. I think we can get this answered in maybe a few calls.
We don't always tell who the caller is who is requesting a bit.
No, but I'll bet somebody will figure it out.
Somebody will.
272-9228. It's been popular. Been playing it for a long time. While the lines are filling up with excited callers who want that 14-inch three-topping pizza from the pizza place, a quick reminder that Clark's, you remember I got those $500 electric bills?
Mm-hmm.
My electric bills have gone from $540 to $179.
Are you serious?
In two billing periods.
Wow.
Yeah, that's 2 months.
That's consistent. That's good. Wow.
Most of that came when Clark's came out, and much to their horror, discovered that my outside unit was completely clogged with grass clippings and was about to melt down.
You know, most people don't realize that. It's very important to have some professional come out and take the cover off and clean those things out.
Me, what did I do? I'm horrified at these bills. Did I take a proactive action and call Clark's? No, I waited like an idiot. But that's me. They're playing my song.
You are an idiot.
So... Get with the program and call Clark's at 277-2125. They got the best HVAC people. My buddy Mike, when he needs them, they are there. You don't hear tomorrow or the next day. When something goes wrong with your heating, AC, or plumbing, you want to know minutes, hours at the most with Clark's. 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. Chad, please hold for just a couple of minutes.
Or Yamaha.
Well, that worked well.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here, and the holidays are right on top of us.
Yes, they are, Bubba. The holidays are here. Christmas, all the holiday season is here. That's my favorite time of the year because we have the sweetest treats you will ever find. We make them fresh daily at Tucker Pecan. We don't buy it from here, buy it from there. We make it ourselves. And at Tucker Pecan, you call us, you tell us what you want for your gifts. We will take care of the rest. We will ship them out daily. You call us with a list, we'll take care of the rest. The other thing that makes us special is we have all other kinds of great gift ideas. We have jewelry, necklaces, purses, totes, sweaters. We have Auburn and Alabama. We have local jams, jellies, bearded pickle, bull seasoning. We've got it all at Tucker Pecan. That's why we've been in business for 52 years and still running strong today.
Tell them where you're located.
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Looking for the perfect gift? Then look no further than your local Ace for lots of perfect gift ideas. Whether it's Steel, Milwaukee, Traeger, Weber, or Yeti, you'll find all these great brands and more in one great place, your neighborhood Ace. And to help make sure your gifts are under your tree on time, you can buy online and pick up in store or get it delivered from your local Ace. This Saturday, don't miss a chance to meet Sam at our neighborhood Christmas party from 11 to 2. Get great deals and more when you wrap it in red at Ace at participating stores.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Get to Kohl's Friends and Family Sale and take an extra 25% off. Take an extra 25% off family jammies and family outerwear, already 40 to 50% off. And take an extra 15% off Melissa and Doug toys. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Plus, shop our daily deal reveal every day. You'll find new gifts at every turn this holiday at Kohl's. Select styles, 25% offer valid December 5th and 9th with promo code MyFamily25. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama, says Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to each and every one of you. And now celebrating 47 years in business. For all your motorcycle, ATV, or watercraft needs, see Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell, afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today's show is brought to you by The Mall. The Mall. You know there's parking in the back, right? Why do most of you people think there's only that one entrance? Ugh.
Food for thought there. At 3:53, we now welcome to our telephone legal eagle and local heartthrob, yes! Chad.
I'll be representing Mr. Joe Biden in the assault claim by the retired farmer today. I'm sure you're aware of that little bit that went on today. Are you?
I played it. Were you listening?
Yes, and I think you left some things out.
I did?
Yes. What you don't realize is that Joe Biden was just celebrating early Festivus.
Oh, that makes
sense. That's right. He challenged the guy to feats of strength.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Push-ups, IQ.
Yeah.
And then there was the airing of the grievances. That's part of Festivus.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah, and then you got
and you didn't notice this, but in back of him was an aluminum pole.
Oh, you're
so,
right.
So we have the aluminum pole, we have feats of strength, we have the airing of grievances. The only thing we're missing is the Festivus meal, which, as you know, is traditionally meatloaf.
Yes, meatloaf, got it.
So this was all part of Festivus. Yeah,
that's
the spin, anyway.
I thought Joe was being a jerk today.
Boy, you know what? If he's that thin-skinned this early on the campaign,
Whittle Trump
he's
going to
get asked that question repeatedly about his son, right?
Well, he won't get it from the media that he feels safe with because they don't want to be Arkansas-ed, you know.
Trump will ask him.
Trump, if he winds up on a stage, you watch if Biden somehow addleheads his way to the Democratic nomination. Maybe they'll just throw him up there as a sacrifice because they ain't got nobody that's going to beat Trump.
He's not going to make it.
Trump will, he'll probably refuse to, I'm not going to dignify him by debating him. That's his cop-out, because Trump will ask those questions.
He's not, I don't think Biden's going to make it. He's in fourth place in Iowa.
I thought he was up today because Harris.
Well, maybe I hadn't seen the poll today, so, except the Festivus poll, that's the only poll I've seen today.
That doesn't count.
That's right. But I tell you what, you know, the guy's got a mean side to him.
He does. He was advancing on that retired farmer.
Oh, he was. I mean, he's like getting in his face. And the funny thing about it is, you know, oh, it's supposed to be a Republican plan. Well, the guy's an Elizabeth Warren supporter.
Oh, well, he's a real.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, they're eating their young today, you know. So he's beating up on Democrat constituents, basically calling him an idiot by challenging him to an IQ contest. Now, you have to remember, it's a joke to hear Joe Biden challenging someone to an IQ contest.
That would be a low-scoring basketball game, wouldn't it?
He graduated number 76 out of 85 in his law school.
And he plagiarized his way to graduation.
Right, yeah, exactly. Right. 75 out of 86. Check my facts if you don't believe me. And he bragged about being, you know, the top in his class until somebody fact-checked him. And then he said, well, actually it was 76, but I was just really angry when I said it.
Ah.
You know? Yeah, that's an excuse always. I only lie when I'm angry.
I was pissed off when I got my doctorate for brain surgery, but...
What was great also was the Black Lives Matter people, folks, protested a Buttigieg whatever they want to call it. They were having a black leadership kind of conference for Buttigieg, and a bunch of Black Lives Matter protesters came in and started protesting the thing, and they were organized by Bernie Bros. They were all Bernie Bros. I mean, it's like,
what's wrong with all of them? What's wrong with all of them? Why do they hate
prosperity? When you live by identity politics, eventually you eat your own.
That's what's going on. You are
they're eating your own.
That's a perspicacious...
And you got to admit, guys, right, Terry, you got to admit this. This is such a good image for the Democrat Party, right?
Oh, it is.
It's so attractive. It's going to attract all sorts of, you know, middle-of-the-road voters who don't like, you know, any kind of, you know, nastiness.
You think?
I mean, it is like the most unattractive. I mean, they're so full of hate.
Yeah, they are.
You know, and that professor yesterday, the female professor from Stanford, holy cow, was that...
What a bitter bitch she was.
Bitter. Oh, my gosh. She was...
And they're making jokes about Barron Trump. Remember when Obama, early on, whoa, leave the kids out of it. Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
They don't care.
Yeah.
It's different.
They
rules.
Won't even walk on the same side of the street as a Trump hotel.
Right.
I mean, I'm like, okay, let me get this straight. Well, let me tell you guys something. As a person who's been through law school, there are plenty of constitutional law scholars who would have testified that these are impeachable offenses who are not progressive wackos. Why they chose three people who were absolutely partisan progressive wackos to testify and somehow build a case, you know, is beyond me.
Notice the guy that thought the Democrats were abusing their power had to make the statement, I don't support Donald Trump. Bullcrap.
Oh, yeah, well, and I love hearing the one guy who actually started writing about 4 weeks after he got elected how he should be impeached for calling the media fake news. I'm like, wow, I didn't know calling somebody fake news was an impeachable offense. Last time I checked, the president has the First Amendment just like everybody else, right?
No, he doesn't have any rights.
This is a constitutional lawyer. This is a constitutional law professor from Harvard University saying that a president should be impeached for exercising free speech. You get that?
That's the country they are. That is what they want us to live in.